Welcome to the Walking Through Time podcasts. There are plenty more to make your visit to New Norfolk more enjoyable.
The church here at New Norfolk is St Peter's. It was built in the late 1880s and it was opened in November 1887 by Archbishop Daniel Murphy, who was one of the first of the bishops of Tasmania. It was not quite a Gothic church, but in the style of the Gothic churches of Augustine Pugin, who was the designer of the cathedral in Hobart, St. Mary's Cathedral. And it was built in the same style as Henry Hunter, who was the architect and who was one of the early architects of the Hobart area. It has a fairly long history of Irishmen as being parish priests, and I think in the first 12 parish priests, 10 of them were Irishmen, and so there was a very strong Irish connection, obviously, in the parish. It extended for quite some time up the Derwent Valley, as far as Tarralea, and priests worked from here out to Strathgordon, so it became the centre of a fairly large part of the southwest of Tasmania. Of the church, a couple of things are interesting. We have a rather later addition, a stained glass window that was created by the studio of Stephen Moore in Sydney. It has a little bit of a uniqueness about it in that St Peter in the particular window is dressed in green. And the reason was that the window was donated by the parishioners for Father Peter Murphy as he celebrated 40 years of priesthood, and Father Peter was a very strong Irish character within the town. So you won't see too many depictions of St Peter in green clothes. If anyone was travelling from here to Hobart and went to St Mary's Cathedral, they would see three other fairly substantial windows created by the same studio. However, St Peter's New Norfolk is at least 6 years before the first of the cathedral windows. So we have a bit of a jump on St Mary's Cathedral, which is also a Henry Hunter building, and similarly depicts the same kind of Gothic architecture. We've had, obviously, Father Peter Murphy was a memorable character, was a figure of around the town that was quite substantial. The front gates, just as you come into the church grounds, are called the T.J. O'Donnell Gates, and Father O'Donnell was the Tasmanian priest, or an Irishman, who came to Tasmania, who was arrested and placed in the Tower of London for treason. Managed to avoid death in the Tower and came back to Tasmania and worked as a parish priest both here and down in Sandy Bay, where he died. He spoke out against conscription. Spoke very strongly against conscription and said that it was against the law, and yet it was a government policy, so anyone who spoke against the government policy was put in prison. So he's a very strong advocate against that, and that was very early on in the Australian Commonwealth history. So, yes, it was fairly treasonous to make comments such as that. But he was an indomitable Irishman who didn't let very many things get in over top of him and managed to become quite substantial here in Tasmania as a figure of the church, but also somebody who was greatly respected for his service of the people, but also for his preaching of the gospel.
And has there been, over the years, any sort of relationship between the Bush Inn and the church, or is it...?
I think most of the relationship might need to be not mentioned. However, there's quite a number of the publicans there have been Catholics, so there was always a lot of interaction between the two establishments. One of the people was Leo Broomhead. So Leo had the Bush Inn for quite some time, and he and his family were very regular parishioners here. In fact, there are still two of his daughters who live around the town, and grandchildren are still here as well. But I don't know whether there was any, for the baptisms that were done there would have been Anglican baptisms at the time. Yes, the relationship would have been, because a lot of Catholic Irish and the descendants of Catholic Irish ended up being publicans, so there would have been a relationship in that form. If you were to go back through some of the lay people who have lived here, there have been some quite extraordinary people who have been significant parts of the community. Damien Bugg, who was later to become the Director of Public Prosecutions in Hobart and then later the Commonwealth Director of Public Prosecutions, was born and raised here in the Derwent Valley. I'm sure there's quite some other notorious people that perhaps their name shouldn't be mentioned at this time, but there's a fair degree of contribution that people, even just on the local scene, even in yesterday, which was the Sunday of one of the Sundays of Easter, people arrived at the church and it was a cool morning, and the first thing they said, it's hop picking weather. And so the history of the valley with their hop pickers and small fruit farms and the associated activities that involved families at that time are still lived out in the memories of most of the people who live here.
The Walking Through Time Project has been made possible through the assistance of the Australian Government's Your Community Heritage Program and funding from the Derwent Valley Council. We would like to thank the many members of the public who have given freely of their thoughts and memories to make this project a success.